State Senator John Legge heads the Education Committee in the Florida Senate. WUSF's Robin Sussingham sat down with Legge recently and asked him to sum up the most important education issues that will be in front of the legislature this year.
The biggest education issues that I see are going to be dealing with class size. The House has made a priority looking at the best and brightest, which is a recruitment and a merit reward for teachers around $10,000.
Now, that's pretty controversial. Yeah. If you took an SAT 30 years ago, you're going to get $10,000 if you did well.
Yeah. So last year in the budget negotiation process, the House put in a proposal that would about $44 million, where the target was to recruit and reward teachers who had 80th percentile or higher on their SAT scores to recruit them into teaching. The Senate did not have a chance to review that proposal. This year, I've actually filed the bill specifically for the purpose so that the Senate would get a chance to debate the issue. I have some significant reservations with the methodology of implementation of the legislation. And there may be a better way of recruiting our best and brightest and putting them into the schools than simply looking at a test score from 30 years ago. But I think under its present form, the best and brightest is going to have a challenging time in the legislature, especially in the Senate. There's also always school choice is always a big issue, and high school athletics will kind of dominate, I think, the issues this year. Unlike last year's, I don't think testing will dominate the legislature, but I'm confident that there will be some review of testing and technology, but I don't think it will dominate the legislature like the last few years.
Parents in several school districts around the state have been organizing mainly online to bring back recess to the kids' schools. And up until now, the state hasn't had any mandates about recess. Do you think we'll see anything on that this upcoming session?
There's a reluctance to mandate more recess because that means you will be taking up time from another core class. And there'll be a constituency out there that will say we can't cut down math, reading, art, music, and rightfully so. You have to give up something or you have to add more hours to the day, and those hours will cost money.
So lawmakers have been trying for several years to overhaul the Florida High School Athletic Association. What do you see happening there?
There really are two major proposals that are going forward. One of them is by Senator Don Gates, which basically says that we are just going to allow students to move between schools for any reason, including high school athletics.
This is doing away with zoning?
Doing away with zoning at school districts, and that will have some major impacts on athletics. The second proposal out there is to allow a competitor of FHSAA, which pretty much has a monopoly right now on high school athletics. I would look for those issues to emerge and be hotly debated.
Going back and talking about the class sizes, that was a big deal when Florida ruled that there were maximum class sizes.
We've tried for years to try to build in some common sense flexibility but still obey the spirit of the law. It looks as though that school districts have taken advantage of some loopholes. We're looking at some of the school districts now to see, are they violating that good faith effort and taking advantage too much of the flexibilities that the legislature has granted them.
Charter schools are schools that receive public education dollars, but they aren't controlled by local school districts. The hope is they'll bring innovative ways of teaching to those districts. But there have been problems with them.
What the legislature is looking at specifically from the House this year is how do we still allow charter schools to exist because there's a huge parental demand for them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, how do we ensure that quality operators are the ones that are opening? And how do we recognize and have warnings that when they're not doing well, that we go in there and we either shut them down or we allow another person to take them over if they're not a quality management company.